Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm not going to pump up Coburn.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
They know the pooch is screwed if Kofi Coburn comes to Kentucky.
And James Strebel.
So your confidence level is what with Kofi Coburn?
99%.
All right.
I'm 90. What's the other options?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
He's going to Kentucky on Friday. He's going to announce it. We're all going to celebrate. We're going to go Final Four. Louisville fans are going to be scared because if we get Kofi Coburn, they ain't getting Marcus Carr. Their football team's going to stink too. It's going to be a great day on Friday. Yes.
Not quite.
Do we make that a show drop? Just
not
the end?
Not quite. Yes, Jack, we can do that.
Yeah.
All right, so I almost said it's a Friday. It's not. It's a Wednesday, 5 o'clock hour, presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. Reminder that new Evergreen downtown in Nulu's awesome. Also, a reminder that Cox's Spirits and a location in J-Town has the J-Town Craft Beer Fest tickets, jtownbeerfest.com. Thank you to Ross and Tisha coming out, hanging out with us today. Obviously, Kofi Coburn has been the story. I asked Strebel this, do you have one more eruption in you in the 5 o'clock hour?
Yeah, I could do one more. Absolutely.
What would make you the angriest? I don't know where to poke and prod. You can save all of that. I'm trying to figure out where to poke and prod.
I think for me, it's the idea that somehow it's my fault.
What do you mean it's your fault?
Like, I got people on Twitter like,
it's your fault.
Yeah, like, it's my
that
fault.
What? It's your fault.
It's all your fault.
No, that's my fault that Kofi, that UK wanted Kofi Coburn, or UK fans wanted Kofi Coburn, and it didn't happen. Like,
really?
I was like,
people
I'm to blame.
People have been saying that to you.
Oh, yeah, that and like, oh, stop being so dramatic for the radio. It's not that big of a deal.
Wait. Jack, this is where we stop everything. Grossman's here. I'm Andy Sweeney. He's James Strebel. Here's where we stop everything. Mm-hmm. This is the difference in Strebel Radio and Strebel A Sea of Blue. This is what's happening right now because you get very sensitive on the comments section when it's a. I mean, that's what you're talking about here, right? Who's crushing you because everyone loves what you're doing on the radio when you lose your bleep?
There was just a few UK fans, nobody of consequence.
Well, let's call them out.
I mean, just Twitter. One's a bot, like a known bot. I know.
You guys
it's
are such terrorists.
You're it bothered is. By a bot.
No,
right
I'm not
now.
Bothered
you're,
by
what?
It.
Yeah, you're making the content.
You were
finally
5 o'clock hour.
No, I'm not bothered by the bot. I'm bothered by the. It's not the bot. It's just this notion that it's not a big deal. Why are you making it such a big deal? It's like how would you have acted if Kofi Coburn would have committed to Kentucky? You would have leapt through the roof and sang and danced. In the streets and Calipari's the greatest and Louisville your bums and I would have done all that you would have like yeah Strebel go for
yeah,
it
yeah well that's
get
true
him, get him but I come on here today and I'm like it's a miss by Kentucky it's embarrassing
you're pissed off
some of the things that's coming out with UK media stop it Strebel quit being so reactionary I'm okay to be reactionary when it's against Louisville and when it's like pro Kentucky but if I'm reactionary against Kentucky stop it it's not that big of a deal Strebel stop it. You're being a reactionary. Like, I don't want to hear that. No, I'm me all the time. I don't need you to tell me when to react and when not to react.
We need to call Kellen Strebel. What do we need to do with your son? Do you want to do that this hour? Is your wife awake?
She's awake,
her.
But
you want
I
me to text
no,
her?
I,
you
I,
want
I,
me to text your wife?
No,
you want Jack too?
I'd have to I would have to text her first to see if Kellen is available.
Well, what do you mean available?
He could be outside playing.
Well,
he could
get
be
his
on
ass
Xbox.
Inside.
He could be on Xbox. I don't know what he's doing.
Wait,
I don't know what he's
doing. Nothing. Pull him away from Xbox.
I'll see if he can.
Has Kellen ever made a friend on Xbox?
We have parental controls on that.
Look at Jack's not happy with that.
I don't care if he's happy about it or not.
Jack's not happy with that.
I don't care if he is or not. There's creeps out there, and he needs to stay away from the creeps.
There's no creeps on Xbox.
Andy,
you see what's happening here.
You know where video game, what happens in video game land. There are creeps out there.
Andy, you know what's happening here.
What's happening?
He's trying to shield Kellen from Ents.
But yeah, Ents wants to trade the hamsters with him on some
farmland or whatever the hell it was.
People doesn't want Kellen interacting with Ents.
Are we telling your 9-year-old son that Kofi Coburn's not going to Kentucky?
Hold on,
at this hour, it needs to happen.
All right, let me text my wife.
Can you sure you don't want Jack to do that? You're okay.
I'm sure. Call
it was
in.
A much firmer no than what he asked if he wanted you to do.
I would love for Mrs. Strebel, who I've still never met, to have Jack Grossman's number. That would make me happy.
Why?
Because you can't trust Cooper Mitch.
Well, that's
but you
a good
can
point.
Text, you
yeah,
can trust
I, that. That's a good. That's
no,
a very
you
good
can't
point.
Trust
well,
Cooper
Mitch,
at all.
Mitch met her.
Yeah, but you
at the best game.
You can't trust Mitch just in general.
No, I don't. Can't a guy named
and
Mitch
Cooper,
at all.
And Cooper, no offense, your wife has had kids.
Yes.
And so, Cooper, that's what he likes.
That puts it, yeah.
He would break up your marriage, is what I'm trying to tell you.
It's on his list of things.
Cooper texted me like midnight one night, y'all on Call of Duty. I'm like, I am working tomorrow. I made it to midnight.
Yeah.
I've been pumping IPAs.
I'm good to go.
I made it to midnight. That's pretty good that I made it to midnight.
I have to go to bed and relax and get ready for a lot of Kofi Coburn talk.
Texas says, will Round Eddie blow his lap band in half when Jalen Duren doesn't choose Kentucky?
No, I know it's not happening now.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to blow my lap band off. I know it's not going to happen.
Will you blow your lap band off if he does miraculously come into Kentucky?
Yes.
Yes, I will. Yes. If the reverse happens, it will explode. Yes.
Texas says you got to have parental controls. Fortnite is full of creeps. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we have parental controls, because there's creeps out there on the internet, and I don't want my kids interacting with creepos.
Well, not yet. When they're like 14, he'll be able to. I mean, when you take the parental controls off when?
Like freshman in high school.
It's not lasting that long.
Probably not.
It won't last past fifth grade.
Probably not, and you're probably right, but there's a lot of things he doesn't need to hear.
Freshman in high school?
That's
like a dad saying, my daughter's not dating until she's in college.
Yeah.
My kid hasn't had a drink until he was 21.
No, it's very similar to that. I understand that, but for right now, we're very,
in high school, he's like 15.
Yeah.
6 years from now.
Yeah.
God. Let me ask you this. With the Kofi Coburn stuff and 437-968 UPS jobs text line, I will reiterate what I said. The reality of the situation, I don't even know the reality. But what was sadly predictable was the running to social media by some, mm-hmm. okay, to say, well, Kentucky didn't reach out, or Kentucky didn't do that, or they didn't do this. By the way, Kyle Tucker put out an article we need to talk about later on this hour about Jalen Duren and other things that we can talk about.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, because Locke tweeted it. That's why you saw it.
No, I thought
it was bashing Kentucky. There was an anonymous guy who was bashing Kentucky,
yeah.
And Locke had the retweet. He had the quote.
If his daughter is going to Kentucky, he's paying money to Kentucky.
Yeah, he's paying money directly
to Kentucky.
To John Calipari.
He is. But he's still not going to quit being Locke, which is fine.
Well, yeah, that's all he has because he's neutered in every other part of his job.
Exactly.
At home, he's neutered at home. He
is
neutered at Spectrum.
All he has is Twitter.
Yeah, that's all. No, he doesn't even have Twitter. Once in a while, they send something saying something negative about. He ain't talking Bashir.
No, okay? He's not. No.
He ain't talking Bevin. He ain't talking, who's another politician?
Donald Trump.
John Yarmuth, okay?
Yeah.
He's not talking any of that. My whole thing was. I don't know the reality, and I don't trust what's out there that I'm supposed to believe is the reality.
Right.
Okay? Listen, Kentucky and Kofi Coburn is something that's been talked about on a continuous basis. And Kentucky fans have got themselves, much like Louisville fans have with Marcus Carr, okay, have got themselves in the position that there's no pivot. Kentucky fans believing the serious interest, quote, I mean, there's been very little from Kofi Coburn. The most has been about Kentucky, and that's still has been a little bit. I don't need, Strebel doesn't need this show, okay? Your boy Jack Grossman doesn't need the, well, Cal didn't reach out, or there wasn't interest, or Oscar Tshiebwe was upset. Listen, parts of those things could absolutely be true, but none of it matters with this.
Right.
The reality, and by the way, the reality is something, A, we don't know, and B, I ain't believing a coach or a sympathizer of a program who's getting that from someone to play interference or defense against what is a bad look today for Kentucky. When Kofi Coburn's available, he's the best player on your team.
Right.
There's no doubt about it, and you hired the guy that brought him there and the entire staff from Illinois.
Sure.
Okay, and Kentucky's better than Illinois next year, in my opinion, with yes. or without Kofi Coburn. Now, we'll see. I might be wrong on that. I don't mind bending the knee. And the predictable nature of the response, the unified among some of the response tells me that there was a little bit of damage control. Okay? I have no idea where the interest level was. I have no idea if this was, you know, Louisville people, your boy Maven Rummage set him up to, well, of course he's going to Kentucky, then he doesn't go to Kentucky. I don't know. I don't know, okay? I use them as an example, but hell, I think a lot of people, we did.
Sure, I did, absolutely.
You were, I mean, yesterday you were 99% talking bleep and everything else. And so the perception is now reality. That Kentucky, go ahead and play your sounder. Go ahead. Go ahead and play your sounder, Jack.
Yes!
I see you. That, I don't know, that's where we were
that's
going.
All he wanted to do.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought there was more there.
Me
I got to be honest.
I did too.
Texas says, it's a shame you walked over Strebel saying Donald Trump. Okay.
It's a politician that Locke would tweet about.
He's going to Kentucky on Friday. He's going to announce it. We're all going to celebrate. It's going to be a great day on Friday. Yes.
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 Like Jack just like peeked his little head around.
He's
there.
So happy. He is. How is that truly? Do you want another one?
Another one? There's more?
I think, yeah, I'm going to go back and grab
here,
one.
Here, no,
yeah.
Take this one.
You want that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, look right here. There you go. It's strawberry lemonade. Come and get some. Here you go. Look at him.
Look at you. You're pretending Jack's a college girl right now, back in the day when you were at Campbell's Dump. I know what you're
doing
right
county,
now.
There is no alcohol.
Well, I know. Yeah. You guys had to, bring that in.
Secret kegs.
So, I don't know, man. Listen, I started to notice a couple days ago over the weekend that there was something missing with the whole Kentucky thing. And then I think some people started to notice, but they didn't want to say it, guys, when they saw, hey, kids announcing on Friday.
Right.
When there was some announcement, because Kentucky has moved rather quiet in these sorts of things. And so they put themselves in a situation, though, where we've been talking about Jalen Duren or Kofi Coburn for a month.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so I thought the Kentucky roster was good. We'll see how good ultimately it ends up being. We'll see if Ty Washington is a one-and-done lottery-type player in the NBA. We'll see if Damian Collins is a backup or a starter. Did Keon Brooks get better? C.J. Frederick healthy? I mean, we'll see all these things. Yeah. I still think Kentucky's roster is damn good. I tend to give a little bit of credence to the chemistry, but none of it matters. The perception is Kentucky got Illinois' coaching staff and they missed out on Kofi Coburn.
Right.
And he would have been their best player. And if you want to say he's not their best player, okay, he's their second best player, but he's their best player.
Yes.
And it's something that had been in the news. I want to ask you this. Do you believe, okay, that it's simply He went back to Illinois, and that's just what it is. He went back to his school.
Right.
Or do you think it's something else? The name, image, and likeness stuff? Because, I mean, right now, UK, I feel like there's no story name, image, and likeness with UK.
I think there's something to that.
Okay. Yes. And so, I mean, they're supposed to be, oh, you know, there's
supposed
so
to be
many,
a good a tool for Calipari.
There's so many people around there. Okay. So, much like Ty Ray did not money whip Jeff Brohm.
Right.
I mean, there is a sense here that name, image, and likeness, I don't think Kentucky is going to money whip Jalen Dern, and obviously, seemingly, they did not Kofi Coburn.
Yeah.
And so when you're supposed to be, I mean, we talk about Jalen Dern going to Miami, who is doing this damn thing right, or we talk about him going to Memphis. Name, image, and likeness is a part of that when you're in Kentucky basketball.
Absolutely.
Okay? By the way, we can talk about that with Marcus Carr as well in Louisville.
Sure.
I mean, it is Texas, but, you know, understandable.
Yeah.
Kentucky basketball is seen as like, I am interested in what is going on there. The other thing, and I want to be clear that I don't think this has anything to do with it, but I bring it up because I would be shady not to, okay?
Okay.
Bigs that were not NBA guys. Listen, Isaiah Jackson, we can have a conversation about.
Okay.
I mean, but again, Reed Travis, Olivier Saar, I didn't think were NBA guys.
Yeah.
But they both played 1 year at Kentucky, and it didn't do anything for their stock.
Not a thing. Not a Nathan Cena, too. That's three.
Kofi Coburn is 10 times, 100 times the player
of those
two guys.
Sure.
And not only in college, but I would imagine even in the thoughts of the NBA.
Sure.
Olivier Saar, Reed Travis, they're not NBA players.
Right.
Not 10 years ago, not 20 years ago, not 2 years ago.
Right.
They're not NBA players. I think Kofi has a role in the NBA.
Much like Dakari Johnson, who stuck around the NBA for a little while.
Or like Yudoka Azubuike, the guy from Kansas.
But but Kentucky, I mean, the last couple years, bringing in bigs, you tell me.
It's not been great.
You tell me.
I mean, after DeMarcus Cousins, Carl Towns.
Well, I mean the last couple years.
I think he means the transfers.
No, Nate
Cecina.
No, I'm saying there's been a drop-off. I mean, you go from DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, Carl Anthony Towns, Julius Randle, Bam Adebayo. I mean, those are all damn good players, NBA players, all of them that we're talking about here. Recently, you haven't been getting bigs like that. They've had to go to the transfer portal with Oscar Tshiebwe to get him in. But as far as like this straight up center recruits, they haven't been very good on that. No, there's credence to that. Absolutely credence to that. And
yeah,
I don't
but
know
see, I'm not sure there is.
I think there is.
I'm arguing the okay. So if you were to believe that, because I don't. I believe this is a he's going back to Illinois. I don't think this is a listen. I don't think this is a crapping on Kentucky. But and I mean that in the respect of they're going to be crushed. Does that make sense? I mean,
there has to be a reason. It's not just like he wants to go to Illinois and play for Brad Underwood.
I don't think the reason is Reed Travis or who are we talking about? Reed
Olivier
Travis
Saar.
Or Olivier Saar?
Right. No, I'm with you on that.
I don't.
I do find it hilarious that Nate Cecina wasn't even good enough to get onto that.
I don't
under that
mediocre
level.
I'm not even talking about him.
No.
But if those guys were better.
I don't know if that would have.
Now, you could throw in a bunch of guys who have developed there.
Sure.
Who are making good money, NBA money. Hell, last year, everyone went at Kentucky over Kenny Payne. Isaiah Jackson showed the most improvement from the beginning to the end.
Out of anybody.
And Kenny Payne wasn't there. So there is an inconsistency. Listen, Kentucky, they got to take their L on this one. There's no giving tweets to Keith Farmer or anybody. Or,
right.
I mean, you went at Matt. I mean, when, you know, you better watch. Out. I mean, you didn't really go at him.
I didn't go at him, but KSR
as a whole, you got to settle down there.
I did quote tweet him and kind of like.
Did you?
I pushed back on him. Yeah, absolutely. That's the tweet that Locke
Texter
liked.
Says Kofi's way better than Oscar. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not denying that.
Oscar Tshiebwe is a question mark in my mind.
Huge question mark. He's got the body. He's got the talent. He looks
Does
like.
Does he have the talent?
He looks like it. Well, I mean, he was a five star.
Yeah. Okay. And, so Aiden Aiden Gahan was a four star.
He's better than Aiden Gahan.
Okay, I agree. He's better than him. I mean, I agree.
He was all Big 12, right? He was like first or second team Big 12.
Well, that was 2 years
when
ago.
When he's a freshman. I'm just saying that's better than anything Aiden Gahan ever did at Louisville, ever.
Texas says, Strieble talking to Grossman like he's caller Emily.
No, I wanted to give the guy another drink. He wanted another drink, so I gave him one. I had one right here sitting by me, and he's
you're
like...
You're not driving your brother's car home, are you, tonight?
No, and plus I won't be leaving for a while anyway.
Oh, you got the Louisville City game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, against Oklahoma City.
The OK, it's Energy, right?
It's Oklahoma City. I guess it's Energy. I'm not going to pretend.
You're not guessing that it's Energy. You have no idea if it's Energy or not.
Well, he sounds thrilled.
I wrote it in the promo, which we actually did get back, by the way, a couple minutes ago.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'll cut those right after the show ends.
Do you believe in the chemistry thing?
No. Because you just boot Oscar to the side if you get Kofi. It's like, you don't feel bad for Oscar Tshiebwe when you can get Kofi Coburn.
Listen, I agree with you.
I do.
But I believe that's the only piece of Homer information the last several hours that I could buy.
I could see that because, I mean, I don't know the name.
You have Damian Collins, you have Keon Brooks, right. You have Oscar Tshiebwe, and Lance Ware.
And then
that's why.
And Oscar Tshiebwe left West Virginia because he lost his job to another player, and he thinks he's going to get a fresh start at Kentucky.
Well, he didn't lose his job to Culver.
I agree with Grossman that I'd also don't care.
I mean, the notion that Tshiebwe was the starter. No.
Teams do care.
Let me explain real quick. The notion that Tshiebwe was the starter, then Culver came in and stole his job was not true. Culver always was the starter. The difference was late last year and at the start of this year, they played Culver and Tshiebwe together.
And it didn't work.
And it didn't. And Huggins finally decided it didn't work. So Huggins benched Tshiebwe, not directly for Culver, sure. But he benched Tshiebwe so that they could play a modern basketball.
But if you go from that to I'm going to be the guy at Kentucky, I'm going to fit in this system, they said similar situation where you bring another big in and it didn't work at West Virginia, it ain't going to work here. I can see Tshiebwe being a little pissed off about that.
Are we calling Kellen? What are we doing here? You want to call your wife? Jack, call his wife.
I do not want to call my wife.
Call your wife.
No.
Call her?
No. I don't want anyone to call her but me. But I can see that. I'm not saying it's a good excuse. I'd rather have Kofi Coburn than not have Kofi Coburn. And I'm sorry your feelings are hurt, Oscar Tshiebwe. But I'm a Kentucky fan that wants to see Kentucky do their best. And the sure thing is Kofi Coburn. Oscar Tshiebwe is not a sure thing. He's not. He might be a really good player. I think he's better than what a lot of teams have, but he's not a sure fire double-double machine like Kofi Coburn is.
I just burped.
Yeah, it was delightful.
I was looking at Patty Ice's Twitter, sorry.
What's he tweeting about?
Pat just responded to Rummage.
Oh.
Rummage has said the following 8 hours ago. I just saw this.
8 hours ago.
Greer says that Marcus Carr is 90-10 to Texas based on the convos that he's had.
Okay.
Three things for me on this. Number one, the Cards have to get him on campus to have a shot.
Thank you, Rummage.
Yeah. Number two, I would agree.
Yeah.
Number two, I love that Coach Mack doesn't shy away from jumping in these.
In these what?
And number three, if Louisville lands him, I think McMain's sale may seal the deal.
Okay. All right. What'd Pat say?
Patty Ice says he's definitely battling in my eyes. Chris Mack has targeted five-star prospects. Have they landed them to consistently? No. He lost multiple high-profile guys that had a serious shot at Duke in the class of 2020. It's not as if they're not prioritizing top talent.
Thank you, Pat.
That's L. There's L. Jack, do you know who Rob Zombie is?
Oh.
How about that? Do you know what House of a Thousand Corpses? Oh, boy. Oh, look at Ethan Moore. Give Ethan Moore an L, heels down.
I did.
What's Taylor Lynch doing? Is he making love out there?
He's looking good.
Is his girl out there? Are they smooching like they were the other day?
I didn't see Jack, you smooching.
Jack, 3-4 weeks ago, LSL was here. We were here on a Wednesday.
Yep. Oh, I was here for this.
Mitch was still here.
Yeah.
And you and Taylor, Taylor Lynch and his girlfriend were walking through the hall. And you were behind them.
This was the
and that made Strebel and I just unbelievably happy.
We looked out in the hallway.
You just
see
lurking.
Those two,
you're just lurking behind
and
him.
And then Jack just kind of following along the way.
Oh, Ants texts us. It is the OKC energy. Ants, you know what? Go write your article on a wrong bet. I don't need that. You bum FIFA player.
Yeah.
Get out of here, you bum FIFA player.
Yeah, bum.
Texas says...
What?
Does the doctor wear bigger shoes than Strebel? No.
Probably not. I wear a size 14. So probably not. I know what you're alluding to, Texter.
Texas says, thank you for the pat stamp of approval.
It's going to be... I mean, I'm interested because I'm being crushed. I'll be crushed tomorrow again, I'm sure. But the Marcus Carr situation isn't going away, Louisville fans. You're not free and clear of this.
What do you mean free and clear?
Oh, no, they're making fun of Kentucky and me for not getting Kobe Coburn.
You're going to be terrible if they don't get
Carr. I'm
going to
burn you down. I'm going to burn your house down. I'm going to burn your house down because, I mean, Kentucky's roster is still damn good. Yours isn't. It's not top 25 unless you get Marcus Carr.
What's going to happen on Friday? Go ahead. What's going to happen if Marcus Carr announces on Friday goes to Texas?
I'm calling you.
And you're in the car.
I'm calling you.
What's going to happen? You're going to have your entire family in the car.
I'm going to be yelling and screaming and making a scene. 100% is going to happen. But these Louisville fans, I mean, be happy now. Be happy right now. You have nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. You wouldn't come in here and sit in this chair.
Oh,
they would not do it. I'm just saying
they
wouldn't do it.
Grossman rolled his eyes at you.
That's fine.
You did. He did that.
That's fine.
You say it like every person has the option to come in and sit in the chair.
You opened the show today saying that you guys are cowards. You won't come and sit in this chair and take the heat that you were going to take.
They wouldn't. Like I know they wouldn't.
Like you're
they'll go radio silence.
Like you're a soldier.
I'm not a soldier.
Like you're a warrior.
I'm not a warrior. I'm just saying that people
some,
that text
some in Radford warrior.
And get like going, I'll go at stream blah blah. Because I've talked to people and you've talked to people too. I'm sure Andy.
Who am I talking to?
This is random people, friends, acquaintances and stuff. Like I couldn't get on the radio and talk. I couldn't do that. I'd freeze up. It'd be and same thing here. Especially if they're under the spotlight, under the microscope, they ain't coming on the radio and going, oh, defending themselves. No.
We didn't get to this because we had Pat Forty on that I forgot about at 4:01. Louis Rabot texts us and says, Strebel is barreling toward uncomfortable dad at football games with his genetics talk.
No.
Scary. Is that because you said you and your wife look out on the football field and say, damn, we have good genes? You said that you're – to go back to what we talked about at 4 o'clock, it was a – I know you marked it, Jack. It was a terrible thing. You said your mother-in-law loves you because you gave her three kids.
Yeah.
That was the exact sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
Or grandchildren.
And that's not the other reason she loves me. She likes me.
But that's
we get
a
along
very pompous
well.
Thing to say.
It may be a very pompous thing to say, but she loves that she has three grandkids, and I was a part of that. that's true. There's no denying that. She would
tell
you the
same
thing.
Would you say you're the biggest part of that?
I'm eight. No.
Okay,
my wife
okay,
carried the
okay.
children. She birthed them.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what percentage part are you?
Well, I was the percentage of the creation.
Yes. What percentage? I'm asking what number you put yourself on.
I don't even know what the percentage would be there.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, is it like 70-30? I mean, I could live with that. Yeah.
Texas says, I think Coburn is better now, but I bet Shibway gets drafted higher. You guys can have that.
I don't.
I'm not sure what either one of them will
no.
do.
No. Coburn will get drafted in the second round. Shibway will not.
Unless Shibway thinks he's going to be, you know, hitting threes, I don't think that he has.
Which he has never shown that.
Exactly.
Ability.
Texas says, are you guys going to call Donkey Lips kid or nah? Strebel doesn't want to do that. I can tell. It's okay.
Yeah.
You don't want to get Kellen on the line and break this news to him? That'd be great radio.
I don't know what he's doing right now. I don't know what they're doing.
Lord,
I have
heavens.
No idea.
What did your wife say?
She didn't say anything. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't like this. I
have no idea what they're doing. Nothing's going on.
Is Eugene over there? The neighbor?
No one's over anywhere.
Where's Eugene right now?
He's probably at work. He didn't get home until I get home, like around 6:15, 6:20.
Is he watching Locke on Spectrum?
He might be doing that. I don't know, but he didn't get home from work till later in the evening. So there's none of that. No.
Texas says Treble gave his mother-in-law 3 grandkids and COVID.
Yeah, unfortunately, the last part at least.
Well, no, all the parts.
No, she's happy with the grandkids.
No, you gave her. Texas Treble gave his mother-in-law 3 grandkids and COVID. That's all true.
No, I didn't say that wasn't true. I said like some of it was good. The last part's bad.
Okay, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. That's fine. No, I agree with that. But it's all true.
No, it's all true.
It's all true.
Yeah, no, it's all true.
You gave her 3 grandkids.
Yeah, and I gave her COVID.
And you gave her COVID.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
I see the phones ringing. That has to be for Ennis. It just has to be. Answer it right now, Jack.
Yeah,
we need to find out who it is, just in case.
Don't we put him on air?
No, I don't want to do that. Texas says, is Eugene the doctor? No, is Strebel's neighbor.
He's my neighbor. He's a good guy. He's an agriculturalist. What's Jack doing?
It was probably spam caller?
Maybe it was Kellen trying to call in and then chickening out when I picked up.
No. Oh, I don't think so. He'd be ready to go.
I know he would be. He's ready to get takes all the time.
Well, that's what we're trying to get.
I don't know. I texted
him. You want me to FaceTime him? He FaceTimed me.
He did FaceTime you the other day. I don't know what he's doing.
Can't erase that. People coming in, 9-year-old FaceTiming.
What's going on here?
Settle down.
Hey, I still think it's funny. I asked him about that, and he was like, they're out shopping.
So?
What? Yeah, is there not a phone? Do they not have a cell phone? Where are they at?
They're getting stuff for vacation.
Where are they at? Are they at Kohl's?
I don't know where they are. She said,
can you call right now?
She said, no. She said, sorry, out shopping before work. She's got to go to work. And so they're out shopping right now. I'm sure they're getting stuff for vacation.
What are they getting?
I have no idea.
I mean, need anything. You just need one pair of shorts. No, just be drinking.
I'm doing my shopping tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm getting bourbon. I'm getting cigars. That's what my shopping is. I have everything else I need at home. That's all I need.
Well, let's see if we can call him live from Kohl's and break the Kofi Coburn news.
No.
Live from Kohl's.
We can talk to him tomorrow.
Presented by what's a brand at Kohl's? I don't know. Levi?
Croft and Barrow.
Croft and Barrow.
Yeah, Croft and Barrow.
Grossman, do you have anything from what does your dad think of Croft and Barrow?
You big fan?
Text your dad. Text your dad and say, what do you think of Croft and Barrow? That's what I need next segment. Let's take a break. We'll wrap up the show. An odd show at that. It's a Wednesday coming up next.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm dizzy with Kofi Coburn right now. It's not going to happen. Like,
you're falling in love.
I don't think it's...
And James Strebel.
He's going to Kentucky on Friday. He's going to announce it. We're all going to celebrate. It's going to be a great day on Friday! Yes!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This. You're on.
That needs to be a drop right there. You're on.
I'm marking it.
Cutting you off, bud.
Nick Valvano is cutting Jack Grossman off.
He
had one truly. Of course, Nick Valvano left the bathroom, and I said, how bad is it? He said, it's a 6.5.
Oh, wow. Normally it's a 10.
Yeah.
Or an 11 even.
6.5. I'm like, I'll roll the dice. Yeah. What's going on behind the scenes, Jack, with you? What's the music's not hitting? What's going on with you?
It's... It loaded into the system without the music, and I have no clue why. So, yeah, that's...
Technology today.
Yeah, between that
you're
happening
Joey,
and then
Joey Brunk
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then my yeah. and then my computer deleted my sports center midway through the show, so I had to rewrite it. So
oh, so that's nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, also I heard back from Dad.
Oh, what
from
did
my
he,
dad okay, on the Crofton barrel. He says Kofi made a good choice, and then he says,
"Wait, no, we won't care
yeah,
about
yeah,
that."
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
We don't care.
Crofton Barrow is the poor man's Polo. Never pay regular price.
Whoa! Damn, Mr. Grossman.
Yep. I love that's where you get it from. Oh. Your dad had to give a Kofi Coburn talk when we yep. didn't ask for that.
And not at all.
We didn't want the Kofi Coburn take, but he gave it anyway.
Yeah.
And then he gave a Crofton Barrow take.
So yeah, but he managed to do that while they're driving to Asheville right now.
Oh yeah, you're on your own. Oh,
so what are they doing in Asheville? Your parents?
It's them.
Is that getaway or what?
And, yeah, it's them and a couple other couples. Friends of them. Like couples.
Whoa. Are they going to drink beer? Or?
I'm sure they are.
Okay. Well,
yeah, they said they're going. Yeah, they're doing very. Oh, stereotypical, yeah. You know.
Asheville things,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I can see them going, what's the mansion that's there? The Biltmore. It's like $75 a person to get into the Biltmore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. There you go.
Well, they're going to have a and
well,
now
tell your dad to go to get on the internet right now and go to New Belgium.
And Jack's going to have a house party this weekend.
You want to have
of
that
course.
House party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to go to the J-Town Beer Fest. He's going to have a kegger at his house.
Texas says Louisville recruit Xavion Thomas has been upgraded to a 4-star.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to him going to a different team. That's what's going to happen. He's a 4-star now. He's staying with Sat.
Dieter did a segment where he's like, you got to praise Sat when they get a guy that's a 4-star. And it's a segment that it made me sad. It's like, you're right.
Yeah.
But it makes me sad.
They had to go out of their way.
And Blank was shadow producing Dieter there.
That's what it was.
It
went from Gunter Brewer to Blankenbaker to Dieter.
And all I could think of is if Kentucky got a recruit in basketball or football and they went up a star, that would be denounced.
Oh, it would be like, well, you know, this is recency bias. I mean, a couple of people saw him play and bumped up a star. It doesn't mean they're really that good.
Texas says, have Coles announce it over the intercom. Where are they at? They at Coles?
I don't know where they are. I don't know.
Why don't you find out?
I don't know. They're out shopping.
Control your household.
You have
your wife on a budget, right?
No, I don't have her on a budget.
Like you give her an allowance, right?
No, there's no allowance.
Is there an allowance?
No, absolutely not. No, she spends the money the way she spends the money. I spend the money the way I spend the money. There's no like allowance like, honey, we can't go over this amount today. None of that. No.
Texas, so what I'm hearing is there's an allowance.
No, there's not an allowance.
Have you ever had an allowance on your wife?
No, absolutely not.
Has she ever had an allowance on you?
No, absolutely
it's
not.
It's worth asking.
No, we're not. We don't control each other the way like people think that husbands and wives should control one another.
It's worth asking.
No.
It's worth asking.
None of that exists.
We didn't do one. Xavion Thomas being a 4-star. There you go. 5
Was
o'clock
Was that the guy
hour.
That went to the LSU camp and blew them all away, but they didn't offer him? Is that the same player? I believe it's the same player.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I think so.
He had a good 40 time.
Texas says, who's the new guy? He can't figure out the music. He stinks. Coming down at 437-9680. Texas says, the Satterfield bump.
That wasn't the Satterfield bump. I did hear something funny today. Maybe Nairobi said something to the effect of like,
what did they say?
They said something to the effect of the reason why Satterfield's such a big name in college football, and I was like,
"No, they did.
Yeah, they did."
Stop.
And then they backtracked a little bit. It's like, since he's an up and coming name, they did backtrack a little bit and said he's a big
years
name.
Old.
He's
Who's
an up and coming name in college football.
He's like 50.
And then I lost the take after that because I was rolling my eyes.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Texas says, "Do the Grossmans own a pineapple?"
Oh, is it a pineapple trip?
I don't know.
I don't think he knows what that is.
No, I don't.
He didn't know about the pineapple situation.
I don't know about the pineapple situation. What's the pineapple situation?
Swinging.
It's a sign for swingers.
Oh, yeah, no.
Are you sure?
I've been told that they were trying to learn how to play croquet. For it, so that's
croquet.
I looked at them. I was like, "You're playing croquet."
They had to learn to play croquet and to go on this trip,
and they're playing pickleball.
Oh, yeah. Pickleball.
And I think my dad will golf some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Texas says, Crean's voice is slurring during his SportsCenter updates. 437-9680. Give me a couple pieces of sound here. And I want to get to, if you don't mind, we talked so much Kofi Coburn today. I wanted to just throw out there the Chris Beard conversation. Is that okay?
That's fine. Yeah, absolutely. I'm curious about that.
Is that okay?
I'm curious about the Chris Beard conversation.
What other sound can we get to here? We have Bob sound. We have a bunch of Diener sound. I mean, we haven't got to any Diener sound today. Where do you want to go?
Crushed the texter.
Other than the texter, yes. Where do you want to go today? Anything that you
You
want
to go some Bob first?
Well, yeah, let's go some Bob. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Let me see. Shuffle dance. There it is. Here's the shuffle dance song.
The Melbourne Shuffle is a rave dance.
Target gets a free commercial on the beach show. Here it is. Here we go. Because the dog is cute.
Dog is cute. Bullseye. Big fan of Bullseye. Join Target Circle
for free today. There you go. That was it. Yeah. Here's the song.
Give me the other one. Give me the other Bob. Give me the other Bob. Him crushing the softball team, which I don't even know if it's even happening tonight.
I may have my softball debut because not that I'm going to play, although I could pinch hit at a pinch. But I think I'm going to come and coach third. So could you guys get some guys on base? I'm not just standing out there by myself.
Whoa, Bob's going to coach third tonight?
Are the guys playing tonight? You're not available.
I am not
available. Rummage quit the team.
I think
quit the team.
Yeah.
I think we're at like 9 right now.
So who is playing? You, Nicky DeBoot, Patty Ice.
Nick posted a lineup.
Okay.
It is my brother. It is Process's roommate. It is Phil. It is Biscuit, Nick, former intern Aiden, Pat, Tom, Process, and then he has it as either Rummage or Charles.
I mean, Rummage is not showing up.
And he just doesn't have a left center fielder listed.
So you guys don't have enough players. You're done. So you're going to forfeit tonight.
And this was supposed to be the game that we had a chance to win. The last time Nick said that, we lost like 40-2.
So who's Process's roommate? Is that the male or the female?
That is the male roommate.
What's his name?
I don't remember.
It's also Mike, probably.
It probably is Mike. Mike and then
But he was good last
Instead
time.
Instead of Betson, it's Bexon. It's just a guy that's just like Process, who's a Philly douche.
Isn't he?
It's just him.
I thought he like brought Dave home and stuff too.
Texas says, "Well, I mean, Process brings no one home."
Well, I don't know about. I just know that I think his roommate does well for himself. That's what I've heard anyway.
Texas says all swingers play croquet. It's a tell.
Croquet.
Louis Rabeau texts in and goes, "LOL, croquet 100% means swinging."
Wow.
So Ethan Grossman's listening to the show. And he just texted me. I can grab a player or two if needed.
Player, what, a bass player or two?
No, I'm sure it'll just be one of his friends.
For the softball team.
Oh, my bad. He works for the bats. He works with the bats this summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm sure it'll just be one of his friends. There is one guy that we're friends with that I don't think he's in town, though, that actually played in college at like a JUCO. So he would be the ringer, but
what if Process What if Ethan rolled in with a couple of bats players?
Yeah, but how would you?
Well, the bats are in Nashville. So
would you feel, though, if you guys brought in a random ringer? It wouldn't be you guys winning. It would bring more embarrassment and shame to you, I would imagine.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Thank you. Yeah. Texter says, batting leadoff, it's father-in-law Ice.
Maybe he'll be put on the
Texter
team.
Says, I will never again text during Diener's show. He's a hater.
Who's he hating on?
Everybody.
Well, that's what you do.
Hey, quickly, I wanted to ask you guys this. Did you see the Chris Beard picture today?
There was a tweet.
Okay, the first person I saw that tweeted out was Nick Coffey.
Okay, I saw a tweet, and then it was deleted.
Oh, it was deleted?
I don't know if that was the same one, but I was in a Twitter conversation about dropping the ball with Marcus Carr, and I wasn't sure what it was in reference to, and then it was deleted.
Okay, the tweet that's out there is a picture, and Grossman, I think you saw this, right? There is a picture out there. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the picture?
I have not seen the picture, no.
Of Marcus Carr And I don't know if it's just Marcus Carr. There's a few people in attendance to wherever this is.
Sure.
Okay. And this guy, I just saw this retweeted by Nick. That's all that I know.
Okay. So Nick Coffey retweeted it.
Okay, you ready? That's all that I know.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jack. Go ahead. You popped your mic on.
No, he can wait.
Okay.
He restrained himself.
Hey, NCAA. This photo of the UT men's basketball staff and a certain big-time transfer was taken yesterday. Just a thought you might be interested. Right now, it's a dead time where you can't have contact. Now, the recruit isn't seen talking to Chris Beard. So you could be in the same room with him if you don't have a conversation.
Sure.
So here's the photo. You can even see Devin Askew. Hang on.
Oh, can you? There's Devin Askew right there.
So there's Chris Beard, and that's Marcus Carr.
Up there.
Yeah, and I guess that's Marcus Carr because I had to Google what he looks like because I don't watch Minnesota basketball.
Sure.
Like ever.
They're not talking to each other. They're not sitting next to each other. You know, you got one guy and
but
one...
It's a dead period.
It is a dead
which
period.
Which has been the conversation that he couldn't have if he went to Texas. Listen, it could be... If you were a Louisville fan, you would say it's a bad thing because he's going to Texas. He's obviously talking to Chris Beard.
Right.
And he's not allowed to, which... But he's going to Texas.
But here's my question.
What?
Well, I mean... Yesterday, everybody knew who's going to Texas. Why wasn't it a big deal yesterday?
Well, this was, okay, good question. There's two things here. Number one, it's a, and I brought this up on my computer back in my office, so it doesn't help me now. It's a dead period right now. Now, I was talking to Blankenbaker about this.
Okay.
From the Louisville angle.
All right.
Okay? Because Louisville fans are not happy about this.
Well, they all said that he was going to come to Louisville like later this week.
Well, no. The thought would be next week there are a few days that are open, beginning on the 20th. That would be next Tuesday.
Okay.
And so Louisville would get him next week, probably the middle of the week, when the legalities of Chris Mack and the staff having, obviously, face-to-face and having a lot of time with Marcus Carr would be out there.
Sure.
The thought process would be this would be good for U of L, and you know, Texas having to host him this weekend when they're allowed to take him around, but they're not allowed, you know, the coaches are not allowed. I was reading about it. They can have a Zoom with them, but they can't go face to face.
Not in person. Nothing in person. Can't watch them practice or anything. Or maybe he can watch them.
Oh, I know. There's a bunch of legalities. And me and you had a conversation.
Yeah.
That would not be okay. If I went into the next room and pulled up my phone and we did a FaceTime.
That would be okay.
That would be okay. That's so silly nature. Of course it is.
Yeah.
But that's
stupid.
It absolutely
You're exactly
is.
Right.
So the picture comes out that if it's Marcus Carr, I almost said Butch Beard, and Chris Beard, you could take it as, hey, it's so good for Louisville, they're not going to have to hide behind all this, or you could see it the other way, that it's not good for Louisville, that he went to Texas, he got the one-on-one time with Chris Beard, and he went to Texas knowing that it's an unofficial with all these different rules, which, by the way, it shouldn't be for transfers. It can be for high school. If you're telling me high school kids in mid-July, have a dead period, I'm fine with that. But the way the transfer market is, that's been okayed by the NCAA. I ran it by Blank, and he thought that maybe, and I've reached out to some people, have not heard back.
Okay.
That if you recruited during a dead period, you'd have to give a day or two back during the live period.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know because that would nuke the Louisville fan that would be mad.
Right.
But I got to be honest, I don't know.
And my next question would have been what you addressed a little bit there. It was like, okay, so what's the rule for a transfer? Like, I understand,
it's
like the
same.
High school, it's the same rule for a transfer. Yeah. Okay, so look, I don't know what the deal is, but the fact that Chris Beard, and I like Louisville fans who hate the NCAA, right? And they hate the rules and all that. Snitching. Now you got Louisville fans that don't like the NCAA. They don't like being in trouble with the NCAA, but they're snitching. Snitches. Bunch of snitches. You all, the NCAA stinks. We hate it. Give us our banner back. Wah. Snitching. Y'all some snitches, man. Y'all snitching on Carr and Beard. Petty. He still ain't coming. You can snitch all you want. He still ain't coming, you petty ass snitches. Come on. Man, they're snitching on a picture. There's a picture and they're snitching. Petty Louisville fans snitching.
Well, you would snitch.
I wouldn't snitch.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
A CM Blue would put it up immediately.
I wouldn't snitch.
A CM Blue would.
They would. They ain't me.
Jason Markham would.
Maybe Jason Markham would.
Drew Franklin would.
He's not CM Blue, but yeah, they might. By the way, I'm just saying I wouldn't.
Well, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
I mean, you see Drew Franklin? He did a show with, is it Maria Montgomery? Is that her name?
Yes. I didn't know they did a show together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a model.
I didn't know that.
She said Drew Franklin had model tendencies.
Oh, really?
That goes back to a conversation where you still believe you're better looking than Drew Franklin.
Yes.
Okay.
He can believe what he wants to believe, and he can say what he wants to say. All I know is I'm feeling good about myself.
I want to know what Jack's doing right now. He's looking down at his phone.
What are you looking at, Jack?
Yeah, what are you doing right now?
I'm doing next job form right now, and that is putting together the softball team. So Ethan has recruited a friend, and he's...
You know what? Yeah. Bleep you all. You forfeit. No, you're bringing in all these ringers, and you're still losing. If you win, it won't mean anything.
No.
It's over. The season's over. The season's over. Because next week, everyone's doing the hot dog eating contest.
No one's going to be there.
At Sluggerfield. No one's going. You're done.
Just stop
the season. You're done.
Throw in the towel.
You're done. It's over. It's over. It's fine. It's over. It won't be talked about again.
No.
Because even if you win, it's going to be a bunch of ringers. You're not going to win.
It's not the original team.
Yeah, it's not even close to the original team.
Right.
It's done. It's done. I hate to tell you. You tried to be a team player. He can be mad. He knows.
He knows.
Grossman's not mad right now, I'm right.
He's smiling. No, Grossman's
not
mad.
He's not happy. He's not happy, though.
I've had fun when I've played it. Even getting killed, I've had fun.
It's done. Yeah, I'm not saying you haven't. I'm saying the fun's over. I'm saying the fun's over.
No fun here.
Yeah, you've had two trulies.
Yes.
You're done.
I've never seen him like this before.
Look at him.
He's tired.
He's
This makes me so happy.
The truly.
If
put
Dan
right
Issel could see you right now.
No, he saw me in a much worse state than this.
Oh yeah, he saw the lilies.
I am. He saw me. I was probably about four lilies in at that point, and I was actually feeling something. Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun day.
Texas says, literally, UK tried snitching on Penny when he got to Memphis LMAO.
Did they?
I agree with that.
Did I miss that story?
Oh, no, I mean everyone did.
I don't remember that.
He's got the bag. Remember everyone cried, he's got the bag. Maybe you didn't, but BBN did.
Were there any pictures out there that Louisville were, that the Kentucky fans were directing toward the NCAA?
No, remember the boot? The bag in the plane? It was Mike Miller.
Oh, yeah, Mike Miller.
And then there was that Gucci bag.
That's fine, but that's different than saying, look, NCAA, they have a player. They're not supposed to be talking right now, NCAA. Mark Emmert, go to Texas and sort this out.
So you're swiping Nick Coffey then.
I'm swiping all of them. Nick Coffey? All of them crying. They're all crying. I'm swiping all of them. And text her, direct me to the exact Penny tweet or comment or whatever where UK fans were bitching about the bag and alerting the NCAA. Point me to that, please.
Texas says, ask you took the picture. He's trying to sabotage Carr's recruitment.
Now, I'd believe that more.
No,
I can totally believe that.
Texas says, is Crean an angry drunk? Oh, I can see Crean being happy and then tired.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is exactly what it is.
Going right to bed.
Yes.
I'd love to see Crean smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
I'd just love to see it.
Did you hear that, boy?
Yeah. That's not my thing.
Not my thing.
Blankenbaker says UK ratted out Memphis with James Wiseman.
No, they didn't.
What's your evidence? They whined about it.
What's the evidence, Blank? Give me your evidence.
He's driving right now.
I don't care
right
if he's driving. Quit trying to cape for your fan base, your whiny-ass fan base, and don't send an erroneous text.
Erroneous.
Saying, erroneous. They ratted out Wiseman. Proof. Where's your proof? I have proof that Louisville fans are trying to rat out Chris Beard and Marcus Carr in front of me right now, Blank. Where's the proof, big boy? Pull over to the gas station and present the proof. Because I have proof.
You talked to Blank in the hallway. Where was he going?
He's staying in Louisville tonight.
Okay, there you go.
So he might not even have to pull over.
There you go.
He could already be at the spot he's supposed to be at. Let me see it. Where's the proof they ratted Wiseman out? I want to see it.
Well, they did complain that, you know, Penny gave the bag. There was a lot of that.
There's a big difference.
There was a lot of that.
Okay, there's a difference saying.
Is that the same thing?
No, completely different.
Well, they said it on Twitter.
He got the bag other than, look at this picture. I have evidence. Stop this. Stop this. It's a big difference. Big difference. Everyone says everybody got the bag. If I had a dollar for every Louisville fan that said the bag's been delivered for whatever UK recruit, I'd be a millionaire. This is a different scenario. Y'all are complaining and crying with a picture. Big difference, blank. Where's your evidence?
By the way, did you see Kiki's latest photos?
I haven't.
Hang on. How about this one?
All right.
Hang on.
I'm ready.
It's a tube top.
I like tube tops. Nothing wrong with that. They usually go to, whoa. Good. If I had one complaint, just one.
I can't believe you. Just the gall of you. Go ahead.
Do something about the tan lines. That's it. That's it. That's all I got. If I had one, and it's not a big complaint, it's just, you know,
it's unbelievable. I present in front of you a beautiful IG model, and he has a complaint.
Well, if I'm going to put that out there,
it's unbelievable.
I mean,
look at Jack's face right now; he's horrified of you. He's also tired, and he may be tipsy.
He may be tired, and he may be tipsy.
Well, you drink truly,
5%. Oh, he scoffed at it. How about that?
Are they 5%?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Do you want to get one more piece of sound before we get out of here? Anything that you like today? Anything in the Diener realm? Boy, we had Matt Cross sound on here.
Do you want to do...
going to be a good shooting team. Thank God we didn't play that.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Do we want a pat on Joe Federle?
Okay, so Joe Federle is the guy from WHAS who cheated on the hot dog eating contest 3 years ago. So do I want Patty Ice calling that guy out who none of us know? Absolutely.
Sure.
I mean, Bob, the guy's not going to have the balls to show up again because I'm going to sit there and be like, hey, eat the buns. Federle, eat the buns. Federle, hey. Hey,
eat the buns.
Hey, eat the buns. Hey, I'm watching you, dog. I'm in your head. You better eat them hot dogs. You better guzzle them down. And you better not be able to hear because I am in your head. Eat the buns. Nope. Don't drink the Coke. Eat the buns.
That's better than I thought it was going to be.
Texas says blank is at Double Dogs with Diener.